So.
What's an acronym that you use?
DEIB.
Yeah.
We're gonna go into it right now.
Oh, okay.
it's not written in there, but is inclusive. So, yesterday we talked about this training and what it is. We're really focused on helping you all learn how to lead people at a beginning level of learning how to do a mindfulness practice. And that's not all. We have really found that creating community in spaces, we're actually doing that as well. And I don't think when Calmer Choice started, that was like, we want to create spaces of belonging and create community. It happens sort of naturally. And as we've sort of dived into this realm of DEIB, which is diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging, it's an initiative that, has, I don't want to say it's gained popularity, but it has gotten more attention over the last 15, 20 years maybe, in workplaces, in organizations, in the government, just looking at issues of equity. When we started as Calmer Choice, sort of looking at our own DEIB, how do we do this? How do we become more diverse, equitable, inclusive? And where we really found our niche was in creating spaces of belonging and opening to inclusivity to try to make welcome spaces. We are definitely not experts in this field. When we started doing this dive, we really started unpacking our own personal histories, and a lot of that is informed by our experiences, where we grew up, who raised us, all of these components. And there's all of us have a lot of blind spots that we don't know are there. And so part of this work is sort of peeling back the layers of the onion. If you think of each of us as an onion and we're peeling back the layers and understanding where our perspectives come from, where we feel like we belong, where we feel like we don't belong, and what that means for other people. Sometimes in the DEIB world, there are other letters added on, like a J for justice or an A for access. So if you're not familiar with this acronym, you might see it in different forms. And in this training, we really want to make it clear and have an intention to think about what makes people feel comfortable and safe and welcome in space. We also want to acknowledge that our organization is made up of mostly cisgendered white women, and there is a lack there. You know, that is my perspective. And while many of us share that same lens, as much as we're alike, we're also very different. We also have very different experiences that we bring to the table. And each person is not just one thing, there are many things, and sometimes we might see just the one thing that is different in someone, to be aware of that. So as teachers of mindfulness, we'll be looking at what is our role in creating and holding space as we're helping people learn what mindfulness is for them and how to practice it and how it can help their life. Interestingly, the Surgeon General of the United States put out a document in 2023, and it's called Our Epidemic of Loneliness and Isolation, the U.S. Surgeon General's Advisory on the Healing Effects of Social Connection and Community. So this is like an 80-page report. It has lots of data and figures about the populations are at risk, most at risk, the health factors that happen because of loneliness and feeling disconnected. And I don't share this to instill fear, but to express the need for this type of work in the world and how learning mindfulness while you're learning something to maybe combat stress or to feel more regulated, it becomes more than that without even realizing it. Often people come to mindfulness to find those things for themselves, to find how to regulate, how to overcome stress. Maybe they're going through a difficult time in their life and they find mindfulness, and then also find that there's a community that they can connect with. And so we want to tap into that. So what does Sebane Selassie say about belonging? She is the author of our first book we're going to be reading. Some of you have maybe started it already. So these are some things she says. Belonging is an expression of life. Belonging is our capacity to feel joy, freedom, and love in any moment. If we don't feel belonging, it turns out we can learn to feel it because it's wired into us. Belonging only happens through the body. We belong simply because we are alive. She has really painted a picture of belonging for me that is not in a way that I've ever thought about it before. And it's through the lens of her experience, which is not my experience, but I'm starting to understand belonging in a different way. So as you start to read this book, just notice what comes up for you, and there'll be time to discuss it in our peer mentor groups. So in order to start developing this skill of creating space for people and whoever comes to the table, we need to start with a deep understanding of ourselves and how we show up in the world, what perspectives we carry, how they were formed, what blind spots we have. So today we're just starting with a small piece, and we will revisit this throughout the training. I like this quote by Brené Brown. Can you see that in the back, Andrea? Okay. True belonging is the spiritual practice of believing in and belonging to yourself so deeply that you can share your most authentic self with the world. I like this cartoon. Sometimes we don't know the water we're swimming in. We don't even know it's water. And I think about my perspective as a cisgendered white woman from the Midwest who grew up in the way I did. I don't sometimes understand the water I swim in. And so this is what we need to start unpacking. What is the water that we're swimming in? Let's look at it. This can be uncomfortable. And that's sort of the point, to kind of push the uncomfortability. So as it arises, notice it. And you maybe go towards it, the uncomfortability. We are hoping that we can hold safe space. So I'm not hoping. We are holding safe space to bring up what comes up for people. So if you want to take out a notebook, we're going to do a little journaling experience. And the first question I want you to think about is, think about a time when you belonged. How did that feel? And what factors supported your feeling of belonging? I'll give a couple minutes to that, and then I have a second question.